It was the biggest overseas military operation in the biggest war in world history, and its best-kept secret.
Nous nous aimions bien tendrement, comme s'aiment tous les amants. Et puis un jour, tu m'as quitté, depuis je suis désespéré. Je te vois partout dans le ciel, je te vois partout sur la terre. Tu es ma joie et mon soleil, ma nuit, mes jours, mes aubes claires. Tu es partout car tu es dans mon cœur. Tu es partout car tu es mon bonheur. Toutes les choses qui sont autour de moi, même la vie ne représente que toi. Des fois je rêve que je suis dans tes bras et qu'à l'oreille tu me parles tout bas. Tu dis des choses qui font fermer les yeux. Et moi je trouve peut-être un jour tu reviendras. Je sais que mon cœur t'attendra. Tu ne pourras pas oublier les jours que nous avons passés. Mes yeux te cherchent sans arrêt. Écoute bien, mon cœur t'appelle. Nous pourrons si bien nous aimer. Tu verras la vie sera belle. Tu es partout car tu es dans mon cœur. Tu es partout car tu es mon bonheur. Toutes les choses qui sont autour de moi, même la vie ne représente que toi. Et toi je rêve que je suis dans tes bras et qu'à l'oreille tu me parles tout bas. Tu dis des choses qui font fermer les yeux. Et moi je trouve ça
never forget the people I met braving those angry skies. I remember well as the shadows fell, the light of hope in their eyes. And though I'm far away, I still can hear them say, thumbs up. For when the dawn comes up, there'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover. Tomorrow, just you wait and see. There'll be love and laughter and peace ever after. Tomorrow, when the world is free, the shepherd will tend his sheep, the valley will bloom again, and Jimmy will go to just you wait and see.
Here is the news, read by Richard Wessel. Paris has been liberated. A communique just received from General Koenig announces that it has been liberated by French forces of the interior.
Sights I've ever seen coming down the boulevard into the heart of Paris. Everywhere we went, people came running out of their houses, out of the shops, shaking hands with us. Children were held up to us to be kissed, and they clung around our necks. People were giving us flowers, tomatoes, everything. It's been the most marvelous procession I've ever seen. Here they are, they're just mad with joy. Just listen to these crowds. Generals now turn to face the square and this huge crowd of Parisians is being presented to people. It's being received. Even while the general is marching into the cathedral.
This is London calling. Here is a news flash. The German radio has just announced that Hitler is dead. I repeat that. The German radio has just announced that Hitler is dead.
This is your victory. From the balcony of the Ministry of Health, jubilant remarks from Winston Churchill to the crowds in Whitehall, May 8th, 1945.
God bless you all. dancing the victory polka. And when we've lit the torch of liberty in each blacked out land across the sea, when a man can proudly say I'm free, we'll be dancing the victory polka. And we will give a mighty cheer when a ration book is just a souvenir. And we'll heave a mighty sigh when each gal can kiss the boy she kissed goodbye. And they'll come marching down the avenue, the United Nations in review. When this lovely dream has all come true, we'll be dancing the victory polka. Dance, dance, dance the victory polka.
Join, join, join the merry throng. Sing, sing, sing the victory polka. Raise your voices loud and strong.
Marching down the avenue, the United Nations in review. When this lovely dream has all come true, we'll be dancing the victory polka.
We'll be singing and dancing the victory polka.
We're 100 or so from the coast and from the prairies. I bet they keep coming. Add one more name from Ontario and carry me home down the highway of heroes. People above with the flags flying low. Carry me softly down the highway of heroes, true patriot love, there was never more. I served with distinction, no visions of glory. I served without question, a personal gain. Seek no justification, it's not part of my story, and it offers no comfort to the ones who remain. Just carry me home down the highway of heroes. People above, let the flags fly low. Vocation, I was called by my nation without hesitation. My answer I gave. Now I'm not wondering the things that I might have been. A no consolation to the forgotten brave. So carry me home down the highway. The flags flying low.
was never more.
Yeah, CKUW 95.9 FM. It's the Night Danger Radio Show. It's episode 286. And, yeah, I think every year, this is our sixth year on the air, and every single year we take the time to do a Remembrance Day set. I think it's important, and yeah, I was encouraged. I think last year they said more people were, marking the day. Which, of course, is November 11th, and at the 11th hour as well. And there'll be all kinds of ceremonies around town. I believe there's one at the RBC Convention Center. There's always one outdoors, which, of course, is a little chilly, but that's at the on Valor Road, of course, named after the World War II there. So, but yeah, we just played Amazing Grace, which that song gives me goosebumps every time I hear it. Good grief. And from a record called Bagpipes and Drums of Scotland, we heard Canada's Own The Trues before that with Highway of Heroes. And we heard Joe Lawson's orchestra with the Victory Polka. I could only imagine, after World War II, after Germany surrenders and Japan surrendered, of course, after the Americans dropped two nuclear bombs on Japan, and they finally surrendered, I can only imagine how ecstatic. And that would have been a weird feeling too, right? That would have been weird, because there's a chance that if you were in Europe for the war, you may have lost a few people that you know, buddies or family and stuff like that, and then it would be weird. It's like, hey, the war is over, and you'd be ecstatic, I guess, but at the same time, you'd be like, oh man, brutal, So, and we heard a bunch of speeches such as "This is your victory," "Hitler is dead," "Paris liberated," which was a big deal, of course. We also heard Edith Piaf with "Tu es partout." And that one I kind of stole from the film Saving Private Ryan. And I found that scene really, really crazy. They went into a bombed out Paris village, and they were told, you got to hold this village or whatever. And they found a record player and they played that song on it. And I kind of found that really kind of strange. They were playing this beautiful song by Edith Piaf. And then, of course, the Germans showed up, and the peace was over, and it was a full-on firefight. So so that's where that one was from. And, I meant to play a couple other ones, but I couldn't find the tunes, which is too bad. But we did find Vera Lynn with the White Cliffs of Dover. And then a few more news clips. Actually, the attack on Pearl Harbor, of course, was a major thing in World War II. And of course, D-Day. We played that as well, which was the turning point of the war. We also played the Glenn Miller Orchestra with "In the Mood," which is a pretty sweet song, kind of a weird boppy song for World War II, but apparently it was an anthem that was put out in 1939. From a record of the same name on RCA Records. And man, we've been playing a lot of Bing Crosby lately. We'll play some at Christmas time too. That's how I know Bing Crosby the best. But last week we played him on the Halloween Terror-tacular, and this week we're playing him on a Remembrance Day show. We played the Bombardier song. I'm not sure what year it came out, but I do know it came out on Decca Records. And I'm assuming that's got to be 1940, maybe 1941, perhaps. That's just a guess, but yeah, I couldn't find much information online about it, that's for sure. Yeah, we started off with Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain, who declared war on Germany. I used to have a clip on Canada declaring war on Germany, but I couldn't find it. I'm like, where the heck is this thing? But oh well. And off the top, we played Taps with the version that Cor Blund put on his record Horse Soldier, Horse Soldier, which came out in 2007 on Stony Plain Records. So yeah, November 11th. If you're not stuck at work or stuck, I think people still would have to go to school, you know, here at the university or wherever. But I'm thinking that on the 11th hour, the 11th day, everyone will take a pause and remember. I'm just looking at the old internet here, and it's every time I see this, it just blows my mind. It's ridiculous. But for World War II, and again, you know, I apologize for not paying more attention to like World War I or Vietnam or Korea or any of the other wars. There's been like a billion wars, folks. Like if you look up on the internet to list off all the wars that planet Earth has been involved in, you'll just be like, whoa. And some of the places for me, I'm like, what is that? Like I have never heard of this place before, and they were at war. So I guess that's our thing as human beings. It's like, hey, let's go to war. It's going to be great, you know. And dang, it says here an estimated total of 70 to 85 million people, not thousand, million people perished, or about 3% of the global population in 1940. Wow. That's just shocking to even read. And and like I was saying off the top, I mean, we got problems. I guess we just don't learn. That's our problem. you know what I mean? But I mean, with Russia doing what they're doing and all the trouble in the Middle East going on, we're going at it again. And people are picking sides. You know, Iran is involved with this thing in the Middle East now, which is concerning. And, of course, I mentioned how the Koreans are fighting alongside of the Russians. So I really hope, what do they say on hockey broadcasts? I really hope cooler heads prevail. And we don't take this stuff to another level like we were doing in World War I and World War II, because we don't need that. I'll tell you that much. So crazy stuff. But let's do a U.S. election update. And it's not good, folks. It is 267 Trump to 214 Harris. And I think that makes Trump the winner, doesn't it? I don't know. I can't remember. I thought it was I honestly thought it was 267 electoral votes were required to be the president. So it looks like we got Donald Trump again for 4 years for the love of CKW. Wow. Pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. But anyways, I'm jumping around a little bit, but make sure, more important than the U.S. election, is make sure you take some time on November the 11th to remember, because, man, there was a lot of sacrifices, and a lot of families got kind of broken up, you know, and they sent a lot of young people out there, and a lot of folks didn't come back. So it's that's crazy talk for sure. I mean, those numbers that I read out, that's just shocking. Wow. Yeah, the things we do to each other, eh? Like, human beings just, we hate each other, I guess. We just hate each other. Good grief. Anyways, that's depressing. But it is 1:27 in the morning. I'm debating doing the weather, but I think I could only give so much depressing news at a time. So we're going to wait. We're going to do something now that's not depressing at all. It's Paige Drobot and the Block Parents, and we're going to kind of get back to our regularly scheduled Night Danger Radio here. And we love a lot of local artists, including Paige and including the Block Parents, and they're teaming up on November the 8th at the ANAF Club, which is 60 River Avenue. It's a Legion, and it's at 433 River Avenue. It's only $10 to get in. It's the show starts at 9 p.m. apparently, or is that doors? I'm not sure if that's doors or if that's when Block Parents get on, but get there for like 8:30. And I think they probably, if it's a Legion, you can probably get there early and play some pool and maybe throw some darts around and have some fun. But yeah, if you're not familiar with Paige or Block Parents, let's get on with it. Let's start with the Block Parents, because they're the opening band, wicked band. I've seen them, I think, 3 or 4 times now, and they are absolutely killer. So we'll start with them. Never judge a man by his umbrella. That's good advice by the Block Parents. It's CKUW. It's 95.9 FM. The Night Danger Radio Show is going till 3 in the morning. We got lots more coming. Here we go.
You're tuned to CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg Radio, made possible by generous listener support.
Hi, this is Paige Drobot wishing CKUW 95.9 FM a happy 25 years on the FM dial. Congratulations.
Forever.
You wish you were dead, but you're alright.
Whoa. Ill-prepared. CKUW 95.9 FM. I was in some weird trance there. Just listening to Paige play that guitar. Dang. Anyways, 95.9 FM, Night Danger Radio is the show. And we're on until 3 in the morning. It's 1:50 in the AM. So if you're up listening to it live, thanks so much for doing that. And if you're podcasting this at perhaps what's considered as a more normal time, thank you as well for doing that for sure. And I know, by the way, I think our archives are fixed. We were having a little bit of technical difficulties, and I heard it from a few people. They're like, what the heck's going on? And everyone's like, fix it. I'm like, fix it? Why the hell am I supposed to do? But anyways, I think the powers that be have fixed it. So yeah, if you have to pass out, you know, if you're like, man, 2 o'clock's my limit, you can actually catch the last hour of the show via podcast via ckw.ca. But that is our Paige Drobot extravaganza with a little bit of Block Parents thrown in. And I was going to say a little bit of the Psychics, but the Psychics in this case is Paige Drobot. So I know it's kind of confusing, but so we just heard the very latest from Paige. She just put this out, I think it was a couple weeks ago. And yeah, we played the first single from the 7-inch that just came out, the A-side, which is called Alien Girl. And of course, Paige is with Transistor 66, which is one of my favorite record labels of all time. Never mind of Winnipeg or Canada, of all time we're talking about. So there you go. And it looks like when you go to the show, I'll see you there, by the way. But when we go to the show this coming Friday night, 9 p.m., be there for 9 because Block Parents are opening, which is wicked. But you'll be able to buy, as far as I know, the new single. So there you go. So get your money out for sure. But yeah, and we heard the Psychics before that with All Right, which is one of my favorite songs. I'm from 2023 it came out, but still. And the Psychics album is where it came from. And again, Transistor put that one out. And yeah, gosh, I can't remember her name. But anyways, so Paige's Psychics record was tied for my favorite album cover of the year for 2023, along with Death Cassette's Get Rid of It. And so Death Cassette ended up getting, oh, what's her name? Oh my God. I'm sorry. She's a tattoo artist here in Winnipeg, but she was actually at the punk rock flea market on the weekend and whatnot, but I didn't stop by her booth. I got all distracted, mostly with Stu's booth and we had to get going. But anyways, I should have went up to her and said, man, that was one of the album covers of the year tied with the Psychics one. So there you go. Make sure you check out the Psychics album and buy it. First of all, I'm sure Paige will have it at the show on Friday, but the album cover is just epic, and I won't give any more away. So there you go. We heard Repeating from Paige before that, which was a 7-inch released in 2022, and we heard Get Over It from her EP Zero Thought, which is a wonderful EP from 2019. This is all Transistor 66, by the way. And we heard Woman before that, another single. That one was 2020. And off the top, we heard the opening band for this Friday, and that'll be Block Parents with Never Judge a Man by His Umbrella. And that's from the Block Parents EP, and that came out in 2023. Block Parents is spelled B-L-O-C, by the way. And if you want to check it out, it is on Bandcamp, and so is Paige. So you could actually go and check out all the stuff. So there you go. Listen, let's maybe what we'll do, because it already is basically 7 minutes to 2 o'clock in the morning. Let's do CKW weather to start with. So here we go. CKW weather, whether you like it or not.
Weather.
There's a fog advisory on. I was driving in tonight, and it reminded me of a horror film. It was interesting. I was kind of thinking, "Whoa, that'd be crazy if this was the case on All Hallows Eve," but it wasn't. But listen, kind of sad news in the weather. It's -5 in Winnipeg right now. It feels like -7 because of a 6 kilometer an hour wind. And we were only supposed to go to -3 tonight, so we've already surpassed that, which is a crying shame, I got to say. But hopefully it holds steady at -5. Not too bad. Tomorrow, or today, if you want to be technical about it, Wednesday,
3 degrees and completely cloudy, and then -4, and it's going to be clearing off for the nighttime. For Thursday, it's going to be all day sunny, which is wonderful. 8 degrees, not too bad, and only -1 at night. Very good. 9 degrees and complete sun on Friday, and 5 at night. So you got no excuse now. You got to go to go see Paige and Block Parents, because 5 degrees on November the 8th. Hey, that's going to be incredible. 12 degrees, what the hell, on Saturday, November the 9th. And if you're following the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, they are playing in the Western Final down the road at IG Field. Or is it IG Field? Or I can't remember, but the big football field, whatever the heck it's called now. 12 degrees. The game starts at 5. We'll get into that in a bit. So by the time 5 rolls around, it'll probably be, well, it won't be 12, I doubt, but it might be, you know, still 6 or 8 degrees. And it's going to go down to -3 at some point in the nighttime. For Sunday, the 10th of November, 4 above, mix of sun and cloud, -1 at night, not bad at all. 7 degrees on Remembrance Day, November the 11th, Monday. And it's going to be a mix of sun and cloud. So, man, I can't complain. And there's no sign of the S word anywhere. You know what? I'll tell you why. Weather. I'll tell you why, because I have yet to put on my winter tires, and as soon as I put those suckers on, see you later, blizzard, there'll be a blizzard, so I'm going to put it off until probably maybe next week, but perhaps even I'll get bumped to the week after, and then we'll hold that S-word off for now. Listen, let's get it over with. Let's do the concert and the Night Danger Radio concert and club report, or whatever you want to call it, guide, or you know, whatever. And you know what? This time of year, things get slowed down quite a bit. I know touring bands are like, I ain't going to Winnipeg. It's like going to be -14,000, but so it's a little bit slower. But Paige Drobot and the Block Parents, November the 8th, the ANAF Club. In other words, the Legion on River, 60 River Avenue, which is 433 River. There you go. My buddy Dave Spivak, who's an expat of Winnipeg, he now lives in Calgary, Alberta. He has a band called the Dave Spivak Project, huh? Yeah, and he's playing on Saturday, November the 9th at the Pyramid Cabaret. Now, listen, I checked into it. I think I might be able to make this show, and you'll want to go as well. If you're a Bomber fan, it looks like the Bomber game starts at 5, and the Dave Spivak Project, and I'm so sorry, I can't remember the opening band, they don't start till 9 on Saturday, so you'll be able to watch the Bomber game or even attend the Bomber game and then head on down to the Pyramid and check out Dave and the opening act. It should be pretty cool. Who else is coming? Sarah McLachlan's here on the 12th of November at Canada Life. There's a show I'm going to, Bruce Springsteen, the E Street Band, November 13th, Canada Life. And just a quick reminder, the Grey Cup is happening on November the 17th, which of course is a Sunday. So cook up that chili and let's celebrate. Hopefully the Winnipeg Blue Bombers are there. I think they will be. We got Robo Jam and Canter Dust and Perception Check. They're November the 23rd at Bulldogs. Exodus, Havoc, Candy, and Dead Heat are November 27th at the Exchange Event Center, 291 Bannatyne. Here's the first of our announcements for the craft sales, the Christmas craft sales. Indigenous Arts and Craft Sale, November the 30th at Nijinin Center, the Nijin, no, I can't say that, but it's 181 Higgins. It's the old train station, and I went to this craft sale last year. It was really, really good, and it's housed in one of the coolest heritage buildings that Winnipeg has to offer. I just stood there with my mouth open because I'd never been in that building before, and I stood there and was just looking at the inside of that place, and it's just spectacular. Such a cool thing, and so much history. Like, we were talking about Remembrance Day, when our troops from Winnipeg and from rural Manitoba shipped out, I believe they shipped out to Montreal and then were shipped overseas, you know, for World War II. That's where they boarded the train for Montreal, is that building on Higgins. So, wow, pretty crazy stuff there. Holy Void, the album release with Show Pony and Tired Cossack. By the way, Tired Cossack, next week we'll play them. They got a new single out, and I got to get it on the radio. So, And apparently there might be even more bans on this bill, but that's December the 13th, which, by the way, that's Friday the 13th. Dun, 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 dun. But that's going to be amazing. That's West End Cultural Center. I mentioned this earlier, the Robots of Rush. So that's like a Rush cover band, I guess, and it's with members of a Moontan who are freaking incredible. They're playing December the 14th. That's at the Pyramid. And then B.A. Johnston is the